The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. Talk to me about your monetization strategy.
We had this rule when we launched that we should always have at least one test active on our paywall at every time. That helped us optimize our monetization model really well over the years.
When I hear from other people about discounting, they go, well, it's going to impact my LTV. What do you have to say to those people?
I'd like to say you're wrong. Well, of course, it depends. As in every situation in the world, you should always test something. But in our experience, discounting works all the time. The thing is, you have to be smart about it, of course. You shouldn't just give your product at the lowest price possible and that's all. You should try to understand at which moments and at which prices the users are ready to buy and are not ready to buy. So discounting flow is something that we've worked on as well. Something that I would like to highlight is that we have multiple discounts. So, you know, you have this main discount on your main paywall, the full price and the seasonal discount. And it is something that works right from the beginning. Then when you close the paywall, we can show a special offer for 50% off. And then maybe the next day when you come back and you try to read the summary, we show another offer of 70% off. I see this mistake quite often with especially early stage apps and startups. They delay starting work on monetization to like the moment when they are really sure that the product fits the users, that it solves their problem. And I would say that it is a mistake because, you know, you will need to find the right monetization model at some point, and the sooner the better. It works really well when you show a discount at an high excitement moment for the user. So, for example, here, the only thing that separates me as a user from reaching my goal, from doing something that I'm excited for, from reading the summary, is the offer. So this is the moment when I'm super ready, super eager to buy it, to start the discount, to start the subscription. And when you just show a discount without any connection to your product, to your main value proposition, it may not work. So I think that this is what works on most onboardings as well. What you said was really true, that most subscriptions are taken on the onboarding, like 80% plus of your revenue will come from your onboarding. Usually what we do is we don't offer free trial for a discount. I can confirm that non-trial discounts work better. There are a lot of hypotheses, and you have to balance LTV. And when you have this drop-off between the trial and the paid subscription, you know, the users who buy at discounts, they are less ready to pay. Well, they didn't buy the main subscription. So maybe their conversion rate from trial to paid subscription will be even lower than the one that you have on your main paywall. So when it's a non-trial plan, you kind of make your LTV a bit higher with the fact that it is not a trial plan.
Why does Headway ask so many questions during the onboarding?
Long funnels work quite well, especially for web, but for mobile apps too. Our main hypothesis is the feeling of personalization that the user gets when they answer all these questions. They feel like every answer will be counted in buy the product, and it will be super hyper personalized for me, for my exact needs. What makes it even better is that this can increase your conversions on the onboarding, and it can increase your retention, decrease your cancellation rate after the user purchases, because you can actually use this data and you can show the user relevant content. You can add to their library what they chose on the quiz. And that is something that we do as well. So they already see the content that they agreed to before. And it really helps improve the product metrics as well.
Kuhn says, I have a question sometimes for Google Play, and I have seen this too. The Google Play Store cannot get the subscription payment from the customers. So they typically, you start a trial and then Google has a really hard time processing. Have you seen that, Ava, on your end, on the Android side of things?
I actually haven't got a lot of experience with Google Play, but of course this happens on iOS too, when the user doesn't have enough funds on the card, or maybe something else happens. So what Apple has in these cases are these billion retry logics that you can enable in your App Store Connect account. And you should definitely do that to try to gather as much money, as many conversions as you can get. But I'm not sure about the Google Play.
Sammy says, what would be the best strategy to increase in-app purchases for ChatGPT app? The best way is build for the outcome. Unless you got a huge marketing budget to spend on paid acquisition, you know, ChatGPT is great for many things. Essay writing, paragraph writing, homework. Build for the outcome. Focus your ASO and your keywords off of that. And then, you know, you should see higher conversions, because you don't know when people are searching for ChatGPT what they're looking for. But what I do know is if you have an AI essay writer, it's higher conversions if you rank for that and you're building your features towards that versus just being a blanket chatbot, because you can't compete with the OpenAI, official, Ask AI, Genie. You're not going to be able to compete with those guys. What is the main reason for pre-land on the Web2 app campaigns?
User acquisition channel, audience diversification. That's the short answer.
In today's competitive app market space, how do you see the future of app marketing evolving? What are trends app developers and marketers should be aware of?
Oh, that's interesting. I think that it will get harder and harder to target the right audience, and we will have to find new ways to track and to find these audiences. One of the trends that I see right now is that creative targeting gets more and more important. So now your main instrument for finding the right audience is using the right ad, using the right creative. So that is one of the trends that I think will continue. But of course, you know, AI, it's a hot topic right now, and it's a hot topic. I think it will be for some time for sure. It might change a lot of ways of ours, and it's really hard to predict how, but I think that it will definitely influence, and it's already influencing our app marketing strategies.
Kay asks, how do you stand out among other competitors?
You must understand what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and double down on your strengths. For example, the covers of summaries on Headway. So this was one of our unique value propositions that we had compared to, for example, Blinkist some years ago. So they didn't have these beautiful, like, custom-made, crafted covers. And we had amazing illustrators who did that. And that was something that made our product very eye-catching and seem like an eye candy. So that was something that worked for us for a while as an example of using your strength. Yeah, those are the beautiful covers that I love.
When you're standing out from the competition, like, lean into the niche versus like leaning into, like, I always pick on meditation because I've worked with so many meditation apps or even ChatGPT apps these days. Like, lean into the niche. What niche are you building for? And then lean into that, especially as a startup. You want to find, that's the easiest way to find product market fit fast and make sure people want your product in terms of revenue. And being in the more niche allows you to increase your conversions. The more niche you are, the higher those conversions are as well. Great question from Sam. What is the best practice to show paywall to users? Will it work if you launch a paywall on every app open?
Of course, you should test it. But the rule of thumb is show the paywall as often as and as early as you can. So on the onboarding, then if the user doesn't buy there, show discounts in the second open, target some specific in-app events with your discounts. What you should keep in mind is that the average user life cycle on any app is quite short. So it might be like 1 week for you. And you don't have that much time to try to monetize the user. So you should just try to do it as early as you can.
If I don't have an onboarding screen, will it hurt if users open the app and see the paywall after the loading screen?
It will hurt. So yes, you must have an onboarding screen, at least some screens.
Leonardo says, hey guys, I was number one for a keyword and suddenly one day I fell out of that position. What could I have done wrong? I had one client making six figures a month, 100,000 plus, and you know, they made some switches to be Stripe versus Apple in-app purchases. We were number one for a keyword. We lost rankings around the same time that we made that switch. So I believe, in my opinion, if you haven't updated the app, that could be a problem. Two, revenues, focus on revenues. What are three things that you would do first to maximize your monetization if you had limited resources?
So you should focus on paywall testing. Add your paywall to your onboarding flow. Just create an onboarding flow that is value-based, that engages the user, that hypes them up, and then show them the paywall. Show at least some options on the paywall. Just try it. Maybe like multiple payment plans. Maybe just don't give a trial. Try that too. I think that one of the most important things you should define early on is whether you need to give a free trial or not for your product, for your monetization model. And the last thing is just highlight the value of your most valuable plan as much as you can. Like save X percent, best value plan, create a decoy to highlight the value of the plan that you want them to purchase.
I would add the paywall during onboarding, have different options like Ava said, and then discounting. Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.